This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Elijah McClain was injected with ketamine while handcuffed and later died of a heart attack in the hospital. Dr. Melissa Castillo told the Aurora City Council that paramedics who injected him weren't careful about the dosage.
The only consistent thing we found from all of the places that his weight was reported is that it was consistently overestimated.
Investigators say the Aurora Police Department should review its policies for transferring suspects for medical care. The investigation also found that police officers should not have stopped McClain in the first place. The Bureau of Land Management proposes thinning herds of wild horses in northwest Colorado. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sackis reports.
The 840 horses live west of Meeker. The Bureau says that number should be no more than 235 to best sustain an ecological balance of healthy rangeland and herds. Helicopters and bait trapping methods could be used to gather the horses. Most would be moved to a holding facility in Canyon City for adoption and sale. Fertility treatments will be used to curb the herd's growth. The public can comment on the plan over the next month. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sackis, CPR News.
A Coloradan is the new deputy director of the BLM. Nada Culver had worked for the National Audubon Society and the Wilderness Society. She's an attorney who's worked on energy development and environmental remediation. She told CPR News that BLM's current structure doesn't work. 59 degrees in Denver. It is 73 in Pueblo. This is CPR News.